You're with us for the morning show as we bring you candidate conversations leading up to the August 11th primary. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Tim Rogers is a Republican candidate running for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. He seeks to challenge Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, who was first elected to the office in 2004. Rogers will face Republican Cindy Werner in the August partisan primary. Are you a Milwaukee voter? What questions do you have for candidate Tim Rogers? We're at 800-642-1234. Tim is a delivery driver who lives in Milwaukee. He previously ran against Moore in 2018 and lost in the general election. Tim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you. First question here, why do you think you are the best Republican candidate to face Democratic Representative Gwen Moore?
Well, first of all, I was born here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I grew up through the 60s, 70s, 80s to current. And Gwen and I have a few things in common. And that is, she graduated from Milwaukee North Division High School in 1968. I graduated from the same high school in 1978. Gwen ran for class president in 1968. I ran for class president in 1978, not knowing Gwen at the time. But those type of values bring you to where we are today. My drive for running for class president, and I ran for alderman against Mike McGee Sr. years ago. And what brought me to run for alderman back then was I saw things that just weren't going right. And I stepped up to the plate. And just like Gwen Moore, things just ain't going right. And I'm stepping up to the plate again.
So in what areas, how do you differentiate yourself as a candidate?
How do I differentiate? With innovation, moving forward, ideals.
How are you campaigning and connecting with voters amid the pandemic?
Oh, my God. Just in the streets. In the street, just by waving honks of horn. We stand out on 4th. You should come down and see us on 4th, on North Avenue and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Right there on that corner, there's a Republican office, and we out there for the last 5 weeks. I said, we're going to go out there because I can't reach everybody due to the pandemic. You want to be careful. You don't want to knock on too many doors because people are skeptical. So what I said, this is what we're going to do. I talked to my team. I said, we're going to stand out here with a big sign saying, vote Tim Rogers, August 11th. And people see that as they go on by. And then I play some James Brown music. Get down. And they love it. They love it. We get honks and horns. That's another way of them saying they're getting involved. They don't have to stop because the only way to work. But they ride back and forth, and they wave, they honk, and it's exciting. And I'm excited.
We're talking with Tim Rogers, a Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, as we continue our candidate conversations ahead of the August partisan primary. Do you live in Milwaukee, Brown Deer, Shorewood, or another community in the 4th Congressional District? What issues matter to you? What are you looking for in a candidate? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Tim, you know, what are three things that you want to accomplish in Congress? What would you focus on?
Well, first of all, Congress is a two-year term. So if I'm elected 2020, the first thing I want to do, I want to get in the House of Representatives, and I want to get to know the other 334 House members, because that's important. That's important for me to be able to communicate with them, because what I propose for the 4th Congressional District, it's going to revolutionize the inner cities all across America, starting with Milwaukee.
What would you do on Capitol Hill that would revolutionize inner city Milwaukee?
Well, most of the inner cities in America are in need of some repairs. It's a big mess, and it needs to be cleaned up, and that's what I'm going to be doing, cleaning it up, starting with Milwaukee and getting with the other House members, and together, if they allow this, I should have, it's not about Democrat or Republican, but if they can come together and work with me and let's work as a House, not a divided House, but a unified House, together going forward with the Senate, with the President, and let's move forward, move this country forward, one nation under God.
How do you approach, what would be your approach to political polarization when we're not seeing any sort of collaboration across the aisle?
You're not seeing it because I'm not there. I have this gift of getting along with everybody, even the nastiest person. But they got to start looking into their heart, looking to God, and let's move forward and unify. We're a civilized nation. We're all civilized people that came a long way from the beginning to get to here. And we have to start looking at it and grasping it and holding it near to our hearts and say, we can do better and we can do better. We can communicate with voice, writings, whatever. We have to do better as a people. And then I believe until I get to Congress, it's going to be still a mess. Nobody's trying to clean it up. They're going on to get along. They're comfortable. It's time to move forward. I mean, for our kids, our grandkids, our future generations, and so that we as elders can live out our life in peace.
Tim Rogers, I want to talk about COVID-19. What is your view of President Trump's response so far to the pandemic?
President Trump's a human being just like all of us. But he's the type of human being that's trying. He says things that, okay, get it done. Let's try this. Let's try that. He shows conviction in his presidency. I admire him for that. That's why I'm running for Congress, because I got that same conviction in me to get things done, to try things and get it working for the people. And it's all about the people.
It's all about the people. What kind of economic relief measures would you support as millions of Americans are out of work?
Look around just take Milwaukee, for example. Just look around in Milwaukee. We got potholes as big as deep as your car. You might hit a pothole with a brand new car and your car's total. So those are jobs. Those are jobs. The money that Congress allocates to the state is supposed to be for the communities, the neighborhoods in which we live. Somewhere they're dropping the ball.
We have to pause there with Republican candidate Tim Rogers, who is running for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. The district covers the city of Milwaukee, several of its neighboring communities. How do you think Congress should tackle big issues like the coronavirus, like unemployment, policing, climate change, immigration, or education? How do you feel about Congress? Which proposals are you following in the House and Senate? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with candidate Tim Rogers on the Ideas Network. It is Candidate Conversations on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Tim Rogers with us, a Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. He aims to challenge Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore. He first takes on Cindy Werner in the August partisan primary. Who is your vote for the Republican Party in the 4th Congressional District? Are you voting for Tim Rogers or Cindy Werner? What is your thinking? What issues matter to you most in congressional elections? Join in 800-642-1234, and candidate Tim Rogers stays with us for 10 more minutes. So, Tim, you know, we've seen demonstrations across the country calling for police reform after the killings of George Floyd, of Breonna Taylor, of other people of color. What should Congress do?
Well, first of all, one thing Congress should do is back the blue. We have to keep law enforcement intact because it's important to our innocent bystanders, our public, our communities, our neighborhoods. One slogan is on my flyers, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We all can relate to that. We all want that type of neighborhood where we have our neighbors and we love our neighbors and we have the policeman, the postman. We all know what that's all about. When I grew up, there was always a police. They used to have the little box, stand on the corner and walk around. He knew your mother. He knew the bullies in the block. And you could, if you're getting bullied or whatever, you can run to him and say, he's not, and they know who he is. We got to get back to the wholesome America that I was raised up.
When should federal authorities intervene in local protests, if at all?
Well, our president's doing a good job decision-making on that. When you go to start tearing down statues and messing with federal buildings, you have to call federal in. You have to. Especially if you have non-compliant cities and mayors and governors across the country who allows it to happen.
But these statues tell a history of racism and injustice.
First of all, racism. There's no such thing as systemic racism. I'm going to put it on the line. It's just what it is. It's a system, a systemic system of that's been going on since the beginning of time.
We're talking with... Go on. I'm sorry. You paused there. Carry on with your thought.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay. It's like... It's called... it's like when you got a group of people over here and a group of people over here and since the beginning of time. One holds the flame. One doesn't have a flame. So they want... You want to control people with that flame, okay? I don't know if you can understand in that term, but once you get control, hang on. Go ahead. Take a pause.
All right. Well, I just want to reintroduce you. We're talking with Tim Rogers, a Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, as we continue our candidate conversations ahead of the August partisan primary. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Tim, I want to switch gears here and look at the crisis that many families are facing amid the COVID-19 pandemic, out of work, and I'm wanting to know from you, should Congress extend the $600 weekly unemployment benefits that expired at the end of July?
Well, they started it already, so extend it. Extend it until they clear this mess up. And the phrase, the term that I was trying to get to was, it's called systematic, it's called
But Tim,
Okay, go ahead.
I want to ask you, though, you know, in terms of that weekly unemployment benefit, you see the battle in Congress about what that might look like. And meanwhile, you have families here in Wisconsin and across the country who aren't able to make their rent and their mortgage, put food on the table. How would you address this in Congress? What would those federal unemployment benefits look like to you?
Well, since they started it the way it's going, I mean, pay the people. Some people haven't even gotten any unemployment benefits yet since the beginning of this. They need to catch up with everybody, and then if they want to adjust it. But they need to, I would push for getting that paid out. And this, and the phrase I was trying to, that was at the tip of my tongue, is called traditional conditioning. We as people are being traditionally conditioned to accept a system that is broken. It's time to turn it around. It's time to turn it around. And by turning around means getting Tim Rogers in Congress so that together all of us are better than one of us, and we can get that system turned around to benefit every American citizen. And that will resonate around the world. And we could probably make a better world, no doubt.
Let's look at the situation that schools face in the fall. Should all schools be open or closed to in-person instruction this fall?
You know, for the last 40 years, schools might as well have been closed because they're failing. They're failing. And we have to do better. We have to change the curriculum. We have to do whatever it takes to educate and get our kids prepared to lead this country. When you were a kid, what was the one question all your parents or aunts asked you? What do you want to do when you grow up? Am I right?
Yes, that is a common question we ask our children. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to be when you grow up? So the answer to that is our schools need to change the curriculum and start addressing what these kids want to do and make it, you know, gear him up to being a professional in that field by the time he's in high school.
How would you equip your schools here in Wisconsin from work from Congress? You know, where do you find the connection there? How would you make those changes?
Well, by communicating with our local state government, we have to have that communication involved, because right now everything is separate from the federal government, but the money is allocated from the federal government. It's our tax dollars. That's why taxes are constantly going up. We put money into a system that is failing. We keep voting for a system that's failing.
How would you change our country's taxes on personal income or corporations? How would you change the tax structure in Congress?
Definitely lower. It would get lower. We definitely would lower the tax for every American citizen. We're paying four times tax into our failing schools. We constantly voting. People are voting for failing schools. Voting the same way. It's over and over. It's like bumping your head up against the wall continuously for the last 40 years. That's a problem. That's a problem that I'm willing to take to Congress and address it and get it done, because I care about the future of our children.
We only have about a minute left here. Looking at immigration, in what ways would you support changing our nation's immigration system?
Well, we have a good system, but we have to enforce that system. Our president, I'm sure he's mentioned it to that point of enforcing it. You know, it's one thing with having a system in place and not utilizing it, as opposed to not having a system in place. Since the founding of this country, we had a system in place, and it worked. Mm-hmm. You have to enforce it.
Enforce it by means necessary, building a wall, sending people back to their countries, family separations. I'm not clear what you mean.
Okay. Years ago, they had Ellis Island. They sent people through Ellis Island. Okay, now we have a border where there's no ventilation happening, and then we getting people from around the world that's bombarding that wall. In 1967, I went to the Mexican border. There was a 2 feet high chicken wire fence. As far as you can see, our American tax dollars was spending millions of dollars for this. What's the sense in this? Somewhere somebody's dropping the ball or lining their pockets. Okay, it's time for that to stop. President Trump devised a fence that's a real fence.
And Tim, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And there's a lot more to discuss, but get me to Congress.
And we have to end it there. Tim Rogers, a Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. Coming up, it's news. This is the Ideas Network.